Today's reading begins in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7. Go, eat your bread with joy, and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already approved what you do. Let your garments be always white, let not oil be lacking on your head. Enjoy life with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life that he has given you under the sun, because that is your portion in life and in your toil at which you toil under the sun. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with your might. For there is no work, or thought, or knowledge, or wisdom in Sheol to which you are going. Again I saw that under the sun the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge, but time and chance happen to them all. For a man does not know his time. Like fish that are taken in an evil net, and like birds that are caught in a snare, so the children of man are snared at an evil time when it suddenly falls upon them. I have also seen this example of wisdom under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it and besieged it, and building great siege works against it. But there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no one remembered that poor man. But I say that wisdom is better than might, though the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. The words of the wise heard in quiet are better than the shouting of a ruler among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Dead flies make the perfumer's ointment give off a stench, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart inclines him to the right, but a fool's heart to the left. Even when the fool walks on the road, he lacks sense, and he says to everyone that he is a fool. If the anger of the ruler rises against you, do not leave your place, for calmness will lay great offenses to rest. There is an evil that I have seen under the sun, as it were an error proceeding from the ruler. Folly is set in many high places, and the rich sit in a low place. I have seen slaves on horses, and princes walking on the ground like slaves. He who digs a pit will fall into it, and a serpent will bite him who breaks through a wall. He who quarries stones is hurt by them, and he who splits logs is endangered by them. If the iron is blunt, and the one does not sharpen the edge, he must use more strength, but wisdom helps one to succeed. If the serpent bites before it is charmed, there is no advantage to the charmer. The words of a wise man's mouth win him favor, but the lips of a fool consume him. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is evil madness. A fool multiplies words, though no man knows what it is to be, and who can tell him what will be after him? The toil of a fool wearies him, for he does not know the way to the city. Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child, and your princes feast in the morning. Happy are you, O land, when your king is the son of the nobility, and your princes feast at the proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. Through sloth the roof sinks in, and through indolence the house leaks. Bread is made for laughter, and wine gladdens life, and money answers everything. Even in your thoughts do not curse the king, nor in your bedroom curse the rich, for a bird of the air will carry your voice, or some winged creature will tell the matter. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, or even to eight, for you know not what disaster may happen on earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth, and if a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it will lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the way the spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with child, so you do not know the work of God who makes everything. In the morning sow your seed, and at evening withhold not your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to see the sun. So if a person lives many years, let him rejoice in them all, but let him remember that the days of darkness will be many. All that comes is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the days of your heart and the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these things God will bring you into judgment. Remove vexation from your heart and put away pain from your body, for youth and the dawn of life are vanity. So where we started out in chapter 9, Solomon again points out two things. One, that we should enjoy the fruit of our labors, and two, that that is a gift from God. If you go back to chapter 2, you see that he points out that pleasure just for the sake of pleasure doesn't have any value. And in chapter 6, a life of just, you know, gained in terms of wealth or possessions does not bring happiness. So we should not view this as him advocating just a self-indulgent and pleasure-seeking lifestyle. He simply implores us that despite the difficulties we face in this life, we should enjoy what the Lord gives us. Verse 11 points out that there's an amount of happenings that are outside of our control. He says time and chance happen to all. There are always certain things that will be out of our control. You get to verse 13, he tells a story, a short story about a man who saves his city from his wisdom, yet he's still not regarded for that wisdom. But we should not devalue it nonetheless. He says, wisdom is better than might, even though the wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. Verse 18, wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Sin is a corruption. It's a destroying of a life. It's destroying everything that it touches. Chapter 10 has a number of short sayings. Verse 6, he deals with some unjust situations, similar to what he talks about in Proverbs 19 and is also talked about in Proverbs chapter 30. He talks about the detriment of having a king that's too young or inexperienced or doesn't care about his people, just about himself, and it becomes a ruin to his nation and his people, versus being able to have one that does care and does rule well, and that is a blessing to the land. Chapter 11 and verse 5, as you do not know the way the spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with child, so you do not know the work of God who makes everything. There's going to be a number of things that no matter how hard we try to understand or how much we investigate, there are going to be things that we do not understand. We may know that it happens, such as the spirit coming to a child, but we cannot explain the workings of God. It is beyond us. Verse 6, again, talking about our toiling, be diligent, get it done, and enjoy the blessings that God gives us. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.